Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And you've probably already heard about Marjorie Taylor Greene winning some really choice committee assignments. She just got reelected as a member of Congress. She was on the same side with Kevin McCarthy. In fact, they apparently have been working very, very closely. And yet, Marjorie Taylor Greene has told confidants, according to an NBC News report, that she may be looking for a brand new job. It's a very big job. What is it? We will get to that this hour on the Michael Medved Show. Also, newspaper overseas asks the question, is Seattle finished? Really? Finished? And there are people in Seattle, according to another report, business owners, hardworking, regular, patriotic people who are trying to make a living, who are just about ready to give up on this great city, even though the $2 billion new convention center is about to open. I think it opens officially tomorrow. And it's gigantic. It absolutely doubles the space for conventions that can be held here. But do conventions, given the rising crime and the graffiti and the trash and the garbage and the homeless encampments, do people really want to come to Seattle for conventions? We will get to that as well. And then there is more on what the New York Times headlines as tragedy upon tragedy, 24 days into the year, 69 deaths in mass shootings. Why? Why has that increased to the level that it has? And what, if anything, can we do about it? Contradictory responses, we will get to them. First, there was another shooting, as we discussed a little bit earlier, another shooting in Yakima, which is in central Washington. It's the other side of the Cascade Mountains. And by the way, it's absolutely gorgeous for people who don't live here. One of the things you should put on your bucket list to do is to go over the Stevens Pass Highway in Washington State, or over the Snoqualmie Pass Highway in Washington State, crossing the Cascades on the road and looking out at those magnificent mountains. It's something that's very worth doing. And then you get to Yakima, which is a flourishing city. It's a center of agriculture and apple orchards and much more. And yet it's been a center of violence in the last 24 hours, 48 hours. Here is an ABC News report on the shootings with a total of four dead, three victims, and the shooter that just occurred. Listen, clip 10.
The suspected gunman who allegedly killed three people in a random shooting at a gas station has died.
The suspect apparently shot and killed himself.
Police in Yakima releasing these surveillance images of the alleged shooter, 21-year-old Jared Haddock, and his shoes as they urge residents to stay alert.
I've got one male gunshot wound, not responsive.
We got two deceased in the gas station.
Police say Haddock initially tried to enter another convenience store, but it was locked. Haddock then walking to this Circle K across the street around 3:30 a.m., fatally shooting two customers inside the store and then a man sitting in his car at the gas pumps.
There was no interaction between him and the people. It looks very much random.
Authorities say Haddock then returned to the first store and drove off in a gray or silver sedan. Police say a woman who lent the suspect her cell phone and overheard him confessing to the shootings to his mother alerted police to his location. Authorities say they found a large amount of ammunition on that suspect.
Okay, that suspect, it also turns out, according to his mother, who obviously is grieving, her 21-year-old son just killed himself after killing three other people at random. His mother said he was a meth user for the last 3 years, and that his meth use had been getting heavier and heavier, and he had been acting increasingly crazy. There's no evidence that either his mother or anyone else called authorities at all. This is why red flag laws are important, and actually gave a red flag indication that this 21-year-old meth user, who already had a criminal record for car theft, was a danger, who should not have access to the guns that he displayed and used, that have considerable firepower. And yes, there were several of them. There is a African reporter, and you'll pardon me, I don't know what nation in Africa he represents, but he was at the White House press briefing yesterday. And he actually repeated an assumption about the United States that unfortunately too many Americans believe. And it's an assumption that's deeply wrong and actually distorts, I think, our view of the problem we face. Clip 13.
We have spoke, like between me and some friends, that in this country, and this, I'm making this point because we need to remind people that America is the only country on earth that people die by gun without even being in war. Because I'm giving this example because in Africa there is countries in war, but people doesn't even have access to gun. It's very hard because the government and everybody is very conscious that the gun can cause a lot of destruction. But in this country, it's very normal for everybody to have access to guns, and this needs to be controlled.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. So we can be more like Africa? So that we can be more like Central America? The gun deaths in Central America, the leading countries for gun deaths and for murders, and no, it's not wars, it's violence, it's criminal violence. El Salvador is the worst right now. I think Honduras is second. Guatemala's right up there. And it is tragic that these other countries have this high crime rate. And in the United States, we are not the worst in the world. What we do have is a unique problem with these mass shootings. And part of the problem is that they get so much attention and become an obsession. The New York Times, on the very front page, they have a picture of an adorable little boy and a very nice-looking mommy holding candles together. They're at a memorial candlelight vigil in Monterey Park, California, for some of the 11 innocent people who were killed at that Lunar New Year celebration. Right below that, they have 24 days in 2 years, 69 deaths in mass shootings. Tragedy upon tragedy, fear that the nation is becoming numb. But later in the same column, they indicate that maybe what we need to do is to become numb and less obsessed. The article begins, there was the mass shooting near a youth center in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and the one at a Subway restaurant in Durham, North Carolina. Another took place behind a beer hall in Oklahoma City, and another at a strip club outside Columbus, Ohio. Two mass shootings ended parties in different Florida cities. And that was just on one day, New Year's Day. By the start of the fourth week in January, the tally had grown to include at least 39 separate shootings in which four or more people were injured or killed, outlining a striking explosion of violence across a range of sites in nearly every corner of the nation that killed at least 69 people. So how do you confront the problem? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the plague of gun violence and the month of January, this month, where there have been 69 deaths in mass shootings, and more than one mass shooting for every day this month. This is an extraordinary level and an intensification. And part of what the New York Times suggests, and I think they're probably right about this, is that it's the very frequency of the mass shootings and the intense coverage, the riveting coverage that people get when you hear one of these horrible, horrible incidents. Uvalde, that obsessed people for weeks. And again, people were very focused on the unbelievable incompetence, and that's what it was. It wasn't part of a conspiracy. It was just native incompetence and essential incompetence on the part of the police who were there to protect the students. But each one of these cases is similar in some ways. They all seem to involve people who meet the description that they're now offering of Tran, who was the killer in Monterey Park. They're just saying on cable news networks that he was an angry loner who thought the world was against him. And yes, that does appear to be a typical personality for committing these hideous crimes. 96% of them, according to the Daily Mail, are committed by men. And the New York Times writes, the frequency of mass shootings and the variety of places in which they now take place, at offices and schools, nail salons and houses of worship, grocery stores and restaurants, contribute to the sense prevalent across America that such violence could break out at any moment, anywhere. It fuels calls for gun control just as certainly as it fuels the purchase of more and more and more guns, which is exactly the point. In other words, the more that this is covered, the more that people feel they need to take steps for their own defense, because it shows that in many of these cases, the victims are defenseless. The idea that you would be able, even if you have a concealed carry permit, to defend yourself? Who knows? But what it says in the Times is public shooting sprees rivet the nation, but they can also have the effect of normalizing the violence. Criminologists say that the prevalence of mass shootings is brought about in part by the easy access to so many weapons, a unique feature of the United States, as well as, listen, by a copycat effect. They speak to a criminologist named Adam Langford, who's at the University of Alabama. Would someone like this have committed a mass shooting at a dance hall in the past? He was referring to the older man, believed to have been the gunman in Monterey Park. Maybe not. You can kind of think of it as a snowball effect. The more incidents there are, the more prominent this option will be in angry people's minds. The number of mass shootings has been rising, though not steadily, since 2014. 9 years. That, according to data compiled by the Gun Violence Archive, which tracks public reports of shootings. There were 690 shootings with four or more victims in 2021. That's more than double the total back in 2014. The number fell slightly last year from 690 to 647, but remains significantly higher than in previous years. And the number of such shootings appears to be rising in the first few weeks of this year as compared with similar periods in recent years. There has been, on average, fewer than one mass shooting per day from January 1st to January 23rd in each of the last 5 years, according to the data. But the last 2 years have seen trends going up to 28 last year from 26 in 2021 and 16 in 2018. A 2015 study linked the nation's high rate of mass shootings to its high rate of gun ownership. But you see, the two phenomena feed each other. The more mass shootings, the more gun ownership. Americans make up about 5% of the global population. We own 42% of the world's guns in private hands, the study said. It is difficult to calculate the precise number of guns sold every year in the United States because of varying state laws and purchase scenarios, but FBI data on the number of firearm background checks can serve as a measure. By that count, the totals have swelled to 40 million background checks a year from 10 million back in 2005. But subsequent work suggests that the governing factor may be easy access to guns, not just the ownership of them, said Mr. Langford, the University of Alabama criminologist who wrote the 2015 study. And nearly 40% of American men tell researchers that they own a gun. So gun ownership alone is not a useful predictor of who is likely to commit a mass shooting, Mr. Langford said. In a study of the 14 deadliest mass shootings since Columbine, which we all remember, he and a co-author showed that half of the perpetrators had not acquired their first firearm until the final year before their attack. Now, that's a stunning number when you think about it. Because what it indicates is that, in many ways, this shooter in Monterey Park was atypical. Not only was he an older guy, he apparently had had guns for a long time. What we are saying is that among mass shooters, they are, half of them, people who had never owned a gun within a year before they actually used that gun, or those guns, plural, and it's often plural, to do one of these senseless acts of violence. And by the way, the sense of the mass shootings is only the most horrifying aspect of a general sense of America breaking down and feeling sick because of the increased levels of crime of many kinds, including shoplifting and property crimes and more. That leads the question from the Daily Mail in Britain, is Seattle finished? They call about our downtown crime-ridden and woke and dying. We'll get to it coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know what? This just makes me sick.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Some of the most powerful tanks in the world are heading to Ukraine thanks to the United States.
Delivering these tanks to the field is going to take time. time that we'll see and we'll use to make sure the Ukrainians are fully prepared to integrate the Abrams tanks into their defenses.
President Biden making the announcement today. He says Ukrainian forces need these tanks to counter Russia's evolving tactics. Winter storms making their way across the Midwest and Northeast United States today. Gusty wind and a lot of snow expected throughout those regions. The winter storm is causing flight cancellations and delays, with that heaviest snowfall expected to land in northern New York through Maine, where some residents can expect a foot of snow or more. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake shook Southern California early today. That quake occurred about 2 a.m. Pacific time, was centered 10 miles south of Malibu Beach. The earthquake followed by several aftershocks. No damage or injuries have been reported. John Schaefer, USA News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Favorite. And the Daily Mail is not my favorite. They sometimes have very lengthy articles that other places don't. And they have a featured article that just appeared a couple of days ago under the headline, and they love long headlines in the Daily Mail. The headline is Seattle Finished? Crime-ridden, woke city's dying downtown loses flagship Nike store and multiplex cinema. As number of homeless people killed in a year rockets by 122 to an all-time record of 310. By the way, they weren't killed by rockets. They were killed mostly by fentanyl. And also homicides with one another. What's really remarkable is whatever you say about homeless people, they're not a significant segment of the city's population. The city's population is approaching 800,000. And homeless people, I think, according to most estimates, are about 6,000. So it's a lot, and it feels like a lot. But what's remarkable is if you have 310 people dying, and I believe they said that 18 of them had been killed in homicides, that's a significant percentage of the city's total number of murders. The total number of murders was under 40. And it's up. It's higher than it was. But, again, the way that they state this in the Daily Mail, they put in the Nike store, which has been operating in downtown Seattle for 26 years, ever since we got here, on 6th Avenue and Pike Street, shut down last Friday. Customers fear it is part of a new wave of exits as crime and homelessness run rampant in the city, with vagrant deaths up to a record 310, including 18 killings. Well, again, not that it's okay when homeless people kill one another and have 18 killings, but doesn't it say something about the need to concentrate on that problem and on that population, which is so heavily influenced by drug addiction and mental illness? The city has vowed to crack down on homelessness, they report in the Daily Mail, and crime after firefighters were attacked on 40 different occasions at encampments, sometimes coming to put out fires that had been deliberately set for one reason or another. This is a report from Como News about business owners who are just angry with what's going on in the city, holding a barbershop town hall. Listen.
When it comes to crime in Seattle, I just don't want to be silent anymore.
So that's why Matt Humphrey, owner of Steel Barber & Spa in Ballard, gathered business owners from around the city into his barbershop, and they shared the issues affecting them.
We've been broken into four times in the last couple of years, and, you know, when we're making our insurance claims, it's really hard because, again, we're at the point where they could drop us.
That's a painful conversation to bring up. And we want to stay here for a long time, but it has to make sense for us, for our business, for us, for our...
Their story is told right to Seattle Citywide Council member and business owner, Sarah Nelson.
And you heard all of these stories here. There's a lot of pain, a lot of emotion behind what is going on.
I hear exactly what you're saying, and this is what keeps me up at night as the chair of economic development.
Okay, the fact is, what is necessary is a rapid redeployment and recruitment and a focus of a huge surge of money to get more patrol officers on the streets. It's crucial. And do we have a clip B?
The business owners bringing up some of what they'd like to see city council do.
Having more patrol officers on foot would be great. We've talked about, and there has been some movement on improving or reimbursing for graffiti and vandalism and break-ins.
With someone outside clearly experiencing distress, I want to know what we do in those situations, a real-time solution.
I think that, yes, it's important to be looking at an alternative model, but if we can't even respond to emergencies right now, that's a problem. We can't afford not to try everything. We cannot afford to lose any more businesses.
And so now it comes down to what policies council can actually agree upon and pass together in 2023.
Okay, and by the way, this is one of the fascinating things, is that things have been so frustrating in Seattle, where the best thing you can say about the way things have been going is, well, it's not Portland. I mean, Portland has its own problems that are in many ways very similar, more intense. But right now there's a little bit of hope because so many of the members of the city council are not running for re-election. They're basically giving up and not wanting to be associated with the disaster. And what this suggests is that in the elections that are coming up this year, this is not waiting till 2024, there can be a new city council before there is a new Congress, and particularly because the majority of the seats that are up in the city council are not going to be filled by an incumbent. You have a lot of open seats. And I think there are a lot of people who do care about this city very deeply who understand the necessity for a change in direction regarding the issues of crime and homelessness and property destruction and the graffiti. By the way, it's impossible not to notice when you go downtown that there have been some attempts, thank you, Mayor Harrell, it's been very late, very tardy, but to paint over some of the extraordinary saturation of graffiti. And all of this calls on some inspired and focused leadership. And speaking of inspired and focused leadership, we had spoken earlier today about this shock poll from economist YouGov that showed that Republicans are picking up in favorability, including Kevin McCarthy and Donald Trump and the party in general. The rise in Trump's popularity is even larger, they say, among Americans overall. His net favorability is 45% approve, 48% disapprove. Okay, that's like Biden, it's not good. But it's up from minus 22% at the start of December. Around that point, Republicans' ratings of Trump fell to a new low since the start of his presidency in 2017, but have since bounced back to where they were prior to the 2022 elections. Why is this? First of all, I think it's because the struggle about the speakership is behind us. And because McCarthy won, and it looks like he's unifying the House, he is also doing something that is popular among many Republicans, as he is just going after Democrats, as he is with Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff, trying to keep them both off the Intelligence Committee in partisan scraps. And that's part of what a lot of Republicans love to see. But the other aspect of this is Trump hanging back after he gave that very poorly received announcement of candidacy. He hasn't done anything. There have been no big rallies. He apparently is going out for some medium-sized rallies or public events coming up early next month. And we will see where that goes. Will those events include this talk of a new job for Marjorie Taylor Greene? What could that job be? We'll talk about it coming up on the Medved Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Here's a very special invitation. It's about an event you want to know about that's beginning on February 15th. The invitation: come to the Our Crowd Global Investor Summit in Jerusalem on February, world of angels and unicorns. Israel's innovation nation is the birthplace of thousands of young high-tech startups created by brilliant entrepreneurs. Every startup hopes to become a unicorn, a private company valued at more than $1 billion. But young businesses cannot thrive without resources. Angel investors provide the finance that fuels those innovative enterprises. Angels take risks to help the entrepreneurs of the future deliver tomorrow's technology today. They're going to have people representing 70 different nations at this Our Crowd Global Investor Summit. It's an amazing event, presided over by my brother, Jonathan Medved. And you should find out about it. And if you can't make it to Jerusalem, I mean, you can participate virtually and by keeping track of everything that is discussed and revealed and proposed. And you can do that without cost if you just click on the banner for Our Crowd and their Global Investors Summit. It's Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. Just go to our website, look for the banner for Our Crowd, and you will be thrilled at some of the new opportunities you can see for you and for the economy in general. It's fascinating stuff and exciting stuff. Speaking of exciting stuff, there is this afternoon one of the regular marriage webinars that is presided over or starring my wife, Dr. Diane Medved. And this is very simple. It is also completely free, no obligation, and fascinating discussion about some of the biggest issues facing parents in raising kids the way they want and the way they should be raised, and also in keeping marriages healthy and together. Check it out. Go to barryshore.com /marriage. And it is a webinar discussion with questions literally from thousands of people around the world. Go check that out. It starts right after this show at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So you just go to your computer and go to Barry Shore, spelled Barry the normal way, and Shore, Shore, and then /marriage, and you'll get it. Okay, speaking of excitement, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican, Georgia, reports Jonathan Allen on NBC News, is angling to become Donald Trump's running mate in 2024. According to people who have spoken to the firebrand second-term congressman about her ambitions. This is no shrinking violet. She's ambitious. She's not shy about that, nor should she be, said Steve Bannon, the former top Trump aide who hosts the War Room podcast, where Green has been a frequent guest. She sees herself on the short list for Trump's VP. When MTG looks in the mirror, she sees a potential president smiling back. That's a chilling thought. She sees herself on the short list for Trump's VP. A second source who has advised Green said her whole vision is to be vice president. The source who has ties to Trump but spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe private conversations said he also believes Green would be on Trump's short list. It explains, in part, why she threw herself into helping elect Representative Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, after the midterm elections, and then took assignments on two committees, Homeland Security and Oversight and Accountability, where she can participate in high-profile investigations of President Joe Biden's administration. McCarthy also tapped her to be part of the panel investigating how the government handled the COVID-19 pandemic. Given the fact that she has put forward outrageous conspiracy theories about the vaccines being meant to kill people and alternate remedies for COVID, the idea that she's being placed on that committee, and given the fact that she's on Homeland Security when she has endorsed the idea of the 9/11 deniers and truthers, honest. Bannon says she's both strategic and disciplined. She made a power move knowing it would run up hard against her most ardent crew, he said. She was prepared to take the intense heat hatred short-term for the long-term goal of being a player. Trump, the only announced 2024 candidate for president in either party, has struggled to get his campaign off the ground since launching in November. He plans to travel Saturday, that's tomorrow, not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, to New Hampshire and South Carolina, two of the early primary states, and he remains the favorite to win the GOP nomination in national polling. Over the course of two campaigns for Congress and a little more than 2 years in the House, Marjorie Taylor Greene has become one of the chamber's most prodigious money raisers, one of its highest profile figures, and a pariah to many of her colleagues. In the 2022 midterm election cycle, Green collected just short of $12.5 million, a total that placed her in the top 10 of all House candidates, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Her penchant for bombastic rhetoric is at the root of both her superior fundraising skills and her alienation of fellow lawmakers. I'll tell you one thing that might keep Trump from actually considering her. Is she is one of the very few people who could actually upstage him and get even more public attention, which I'm not sure is something he wants. Something you want is a movie that is intense, unforgettable, and will almost surely be considered one of the best of 2023. It has an amazing cast, including Hugh Jackman and Anthony Hopkins, Laura Dern, and more. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Hugh Jackman plays a high-powered businessman who's thrilled with his new baby and new wife, played by Vanessa Kirby, when his first spouse, Laura Dern, asks him to take in their emotionally scarred teenage son in the searing and unforgettable The Son, now playing in theaters.
What's going on?
I don't know what's happening to me.
You came to tell me what a good dad you are. What do you want? Applause? That's my little boy. I can't get over it.
Based on a stage play by director co-writer Florian Zeller, this is part of a trilogy that includes The Father, which won an Oscar for Anthony Hopkins, who makes a brief appearance here. In this film, all of the acting is award-worthy. All the characters, despite their conflicts, are richly and sympathetically portrayed. In a superb film that captures both the rewards and heartbreak of family life. It's rated PG-13, 4 stars for The Son, one of the best films of 2020. So far. And what makes it so remarkable is it is not predictable at all. And you actually stay on the edge of your seat trying to see if how and in which direction they're going to work out some of the very intense family problems that they're dealing with. The Son. It's a thrilling film. Meanwhile, tomorrow, liberals, you may remember, said that democracy was toast in Georgia. But guess what? There's a brand new poll that asked black voters if they had a poor experience at the polls. And the answer is in Georgia. They will shock you. We will cover that tomorrow, Thursday, on the MedVed Show. And there's a new Pew study asking what are parents most concerned about for their children, plus a Gallup study that shows the U.S. is still the most desired destination in the world for migrants. But there's another country that's catching up. Which one? We'll talk about that. And Andrew McCarthy says, no, there should not be a special prosecutor or counsel for Pence because of his papers. Why not? We'll talk about that as well next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.